talk some Tribe. News Radio, WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside in Houston, Texas this morning is Jim Rosenhaus after a 4-3 loss last night. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Houston's tough. We did get, 8 hits off them, though, last night, right?
Yeah, you know, they came in, they're leading the league in runs scored and batting average, and their pitching's right up there, too, and they have the best fielding percentage, fewest errors, all that. So, you expect it to be a tough series, and the Indians have had their struggles with them this season, but there they were in the ninth inning, tying run on base. So, they hung in there. J.C. Mejia, they're trying to kind of get him going as a young pitcher who has very little experience above single A heading into this season. And he almost got the game through five. So, you know, I think there's certain nights you just say if they can keep it close and have a chance to win, you feel okay about that. And I think that's probably the takeaway from last night.
And a lot of the guys in the bullpen, besides some of the most familiar names, have done a pretty good job of late, haven't they, Jim?
They sure have, Mike. And you know, it's a situation where you come out of that All-Star break, and for certain pitchers, it's almost been 2 weeks since they've gotten work in. And in some ways, that's good because they've gotten a break after a really heavy workload heading into the All-Star break. But how do you stay sharp? And Tito's been able to get everybody, I think, except for Justin Garza, in there now since the All-Star break ended. And that's a good thing. And last night, after Mejia left the game, the bullpen with names like Trevor Stephan and Blake Parker, Nick Whitgren, they did not allow Houston to score anymore, and that allowed the Indians to get back in the game and have a chance to win. So that's really encouraging when you can have the bullpen perform, and you're just not going to the same pitchers every night.
Now tonight, Tristan McKenzie on the mound. Jimmy, and we talk about these young pitchers. He had a great outing in his last start, and now can you do it again? That's what the big leagues is all about, isn't it?
It sure is, and for him, that's been a real struggle because we've seen it where he's been really good. On certain occasions, and certainly his last time he was. Tonight will be a bigger challenge because of what Houston presents offensively, but you take those good outings and try and figure out what went right, why he had success, and he's certainly doing that, and the pitching coach is obviously, you know, zero in on that. But when he pitches near the top of the strike zone, there's something going on there that's really hard to hit for the hitters. He's got that late life, as they say. And we'll see if he can get that going here tonight. And the key with him has been, whenever we've seen him, he's got to have that good command. When that gets away, mm-hmm. It's trouble.
Yeah, know where it's going. Hey, we talked to Hammy some yesterday. The win of the series in Oakland, that is big news. I mean, you know, Tom explained it. You know, you get out there, it's pretty much that team feels like it's them against everybody with the facility, the lack of fans, that sort of thing. But good focus with the Tribe, and they almost swept them, right, guys? I mean, with Oakland, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that I think they felt like they could have swept the series because Friday night they were right there, right. And lost on a walk-off. But, yeah, Oakland plays really well at home. They were second in the league in walk-off wins. And you know, the two wins the Indians had, Oakland was in position to walk it off again, and they got the job done. So that was a real nice series win for the Indians. And especially you had some younger players like Bradley Zimmer and Daniel Johnson who – were a key part of it, and that's really important, I think, to keep an eye on that kind of thing in the second half.
8:10 first pitch tonight. Tristan McKenzie, our Dollar Bank Tribe Insider, presented by Brew Kettle, cranks up at 7 on News Radio WTAM 1100, home of the Indians. Jim Rosenhaus in Houston this morning. Rosie, thanks much.
Thanks, guys. See you, Jim.